I wanted just tell you what we're doing here tonight. This is what we're going to call a congregational update. And the purpose of this is not to be overly long. Tonight's I'm guessing, is going to be 10 to 15 minutes max, I hope. And the purpose is just to keep you guys updated. It's kind of an outgrowth of the congregational meeting that we had and some of the comments that we received back from you. And one of the first things we wanted to do is give you some feedback. A lot of times we take part in a census, so to speak, and we never really get the results of that. You guys took the trouble of filling out comment forms, and we thought you would benefit from hearing the results of that. So before I present that, I have a few cautions. The first one, the purpose of these comment forms was not to divide this body. And you might think, okay, well, how can a comment form divide a body? And the way it can do that is by not respecting people that think differently than you do, or by not respecting people's desire to be anonymous. There were 23 comment forms submitted, and out of those 23, nine of the submissions, they chose to remain anonymous. Now, our board has deliberately tried to make sure that we don't make any mental attempts to try to identify those people that were anonymous. We could do that. We could try to be a sleuth, but that's not going to help them. We, in a desire to protect the people that wanted to be anonymous, we're mentally not trying to connect the dots so that we can protect them and respect their selection. And we ask you to do the same thing. And what I want to say further is, if you see some of your answers up here, don't give yourself away, because we haven't, okay? The second caution is, the purpose of this comment form was not to discourage this body. And you might say, okay, well, how can a comment form discourage a body? This is how it can discourage a body. Let's say that you're heavily involved in supporting a program, and your program is pegged dead last. That could be discouraging, right? And so that may make you feel bad. And if you find yourself in this spot, I would say, please don't get too discouraged. The fact that it ends up last isn't a judgment by God concerning the quality of your effort. You could be dead last, but if you had done your job unto the Lord with the right attitudes, you wouldn't be dead last in His view. Okay? So it's a matter of how the quality of your service. All right, but here we go. The first question was, it's all small, you can't probably see it, but on the first page, the main question was at the bottom, after reviewing the mission of MBF, do you consider the mission of MBF important and relevant? And here's the response back. Out of 23 comment forms, the 96% answered fully. And there was 4% that answered mostly. And then there were 0% answered not at all, and 0% at somewhat. Now, the next portion, the second page of the comment form, had to do with aspects of MBS ministry and ranking those. And there it is. Everything you wanted to know. Actually, I love this little chart. I'm not going to actually make you digest this. But if you took the time to look at it, you could digest it from that. All right. We analyzed it. 23 samples is not a huge amount for a statistical sample, but it definitely was meaningful to us. We're going to take them category by category. The one that ranked the highest, closest to number one, was the systematic Bible teaching. And the way this works is, if you had 23 people that all put that at number one, well, the average would have been one, right? And so that number, average rank, would have been 1.00. Well, not all 23 people did rank it at that. There was, I guess, approximately 21 that ranked it as number one, and then 2 that ranked it as down at a 12. And so that average together comes out to be a 2.0. But that's still, you know, and that's what we're trying to do now, is tell you what the average is. It's 2.0. Okay? So that would be the top of our list. And if you remember the descriptions, that's what the body was asked, what are we doing the best at? Okay, we're trying to kind of classify our programs. And what we've done is we've done this for every different one in order, and we show the distribution of the samples. Now, I'm going to just kind of go to the end, This will be available to you. We're going to actually email this PowerPoint presentation out so that other people that aren't here tonight can kind of go forward with us and stay informed. And you can study these if you want to see the distribution for the different aspects of MBF's ministry. But I'm going to jump down to the end. And kind of show you a summary. It's real small there. I've enlarged it in this slide. And basically what you'll see is that we've ranked systematic Bible teaching 2.0, Awana 4.00, Sunday school adult class 4.57, that's the average rank, Sunday school K through 12 5.14, morning hymn service 5.95, Ladies Tuesday Bible Study 6.0, Children's Church 7.05, Morning Sing Time Quiz 7.82, Potluck Fellowship 8.23, Ladies Ministry Team 8.45, Facilities 9.55, Special Music 9.59, Men's Activities 11.52. So the question is, so what do we do with all this? And the answer is, honestly, it will take quite a while probably to really fully digest all this. That means that right now we're pretty recent to seeing all this and absorbing it, so we don't have a complete plan. But don't be too alarmed. We have somewhat of a plan, at least an initial one. And the plan is to start taking, you know, one small step in a positive direction. And the first program that we're going to choose to work on, if I could back up a slide. The first program is actually not the worst program in terms of ranking. Men's Activities, you know, was the lowest ranked. And what I might say is that, you know, you might think, okay, go ahead and work on the worst thing first. But quite frankly, I don't know that we know what to do about Men's Activities yet. I don't think we have a good answer for that. And let me give you an example. Just having a program or throwing another program at Men's Activities may not be the answer. We had a program scheduled yesterday. And any guesses on how many people signed up for that program?
One.
And that person was the teacher. So, you know, and I'm not saying that this is to lay a guilt trip on you. I'm saying that there are some, there's not a lot of Men's Activities, but there are some. And so we don't really necessarily have a great answer for that yet. I'm not saying we'll stop working on that. We just don't know yet. But there was the one activity that we chose, or the aspect of MBF ministry that we're going to work on first, is the special music program. And that's a program that, just based on your comment forms, had a lot of interest from the congregation. And that's the one I think it's really that we're targeting for the first effort. And toward that end, we would like you to mark your calendars for a meeting that is open to anybody in the church, but specifically we'd like to have people, that anybody that has been involved in the music ministry or has an interest in the music ministry, to try to attend this meeting. It's scheduled for June 22nd, which is a Tuesday night, and it starts at about 7 o'clock. That's the target date. And we may find back or hear back from all of the people or some of the key people that are involved in the music ministry that they can't make it, in which case we may have to readjust it. But that's the date we're targeting, and we'll lay out a more complete plan at that time and just go over everything with everybody and give you a chance to also talk to us as well. So that's going to be the first thing that's up on the chopping block, not chopping block, on the work block. I hope we don't have to chop it. But that does bring up a point. We'd actually like to, for the time being, while we try to get these things in order, we'd kind of like to suspend special music for a little while. Not very long, hopefully. But just so we can get focused on kind of putting this program back on a track that will kind of ramp it up in the rank here and in effectiveness. So for the time being, let's just put a hold on special music, not for long, but to allow us to better get this program going in the right direction. Okay? All right, once we've done that, I'll warn you, we're going to want to take a second small step in a positive direction. The first one isn't going to be an easy step. Anytime you have, you know, this many people involved with strong ideas about a program, it's going to take a concerted effort on everyone's part to accomplish a positive direction with some unity and a positive direction. So it's not going to be an easy step. But when we get that done, we do have intentions of taking other small steps. We're not going to discuss them tonight, but they're already in plans, even as soon as the middle of the summer. But so that's the hope. Now, the pastoral search update. The number one thing is I want to keep in everybody's mind is putting our house in order as a church is really, really critical to our pastoral search process. And here's why. Let's say, by the grace of God, we finally find a candidate that's a really, truly viable candidate and matches some of our selection criteria. Well, when that candidate lifts up the veil of his bride-to-be, so to speak, you don't want him to scream and run out of the room like he's just seen Penelope.
Not a happy ending.
But it does create a visual in your head, does it not? Okay, I mean, and that's the whole purpose of putting our house in order as a church body is really, really critical. I mean, we want to be able to walk properly as a local church body on our own, so to speak, with an interim pastor, such that he will have some confidence that we can walk properly as a church body with a full-time pastor. And so putting our house in order is really, really critical, and that's what we're trying to do here, one little step at a time, the best we can, but it's going to take absolutely a group effort, absolutely a full-body effort. All right, an update on the candidate process. We have recently ruled out some candidates who have been in consideration for quite a while, and I want to emphasize these have been all extremely good Christian men, but didn't quite fit our needs in terms of our particular distinctive regarding systematic Bible teaching. However, we have widened our net a little bit in terms of we're now not just waiting for people to apply, we're actually going out and actively looking at resumes that are posted and then contacting those people as well. And we're also widening our net to include postings at different colleges that have similar doctrinal beliefs as we do. So, and we've also, you've heard about our process, it's streamlined pretty well to start digesting these things and weeding these the candidates out earlier that really aren't going to be a good fit. And we're just trying to improve that process. So please keep praying for us in that regard, because it's the grace of God that you ever, as an individual, find a suitable mate. And it's a grace of God that we as a church would find a suitable pastor, too. And so we really need that. And that's it. That's our short update. And I hope that we can keep doing these and that they also will be a little bit less formal. Do you have any questions at this point? Okay.